Earlier this year, the federal government announced plans to buy $877 million worth of anthrax vaccine from the company Voxgen. Now, that's enough shots to cover 25 million Americans. But a new study published this week suggests that in many scenarios, a vaccine is unlikely to save a lot of lives. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Imagine a kind of worst-case scenario. Terrorists take a fine powder of anthrax spores and release them into the ventilation systems of large buildings around the United States. What do you do to prevent people from dying? Well, one option is you could give them a vaccine before this even happens, but you'd have to know where the attack was going to occur, and you'd have to convince large numbers of people to get vaccinated. Ron Brookmeyer is a professor of biostatistics at Johns Hopkins University.
In achieving those kinds of high vaccine coverage levels in the general population is not practical.
So the government right now plans to give antibiotics to people who have been exposed. Brookmeyer has run a computer simulation which shows that works pretty well.
Our results showed that if we could get antibiotics to people within 6 days of their exposure, we could prevent about 70% of cases.
There is a use for all that vaccine, though. He says if you give it to people after they've inhaled some spores, it can shorten the time they have to be on antibiotics. And that can be important. D.A. Henderson served as President Bush's bioterrorism czar.
No, there are real side effects. The longer you take an antibiotic, the more likely you are to have, well, fairly serious intestinal upsets and feeling strange and what have you. Now, this is very common with long-term consumption of antibiotics.
But are those side effects enough reason to buy $877 million worth of vaccine in case of an attack? Ken Alabek says no. He was the lead scientist for the old Soviet Union bioweapons program. He's now at George Mason University.
We decided to spend $877 million to buy a vaccine. But we've got so many new drugs being developed, which would improve the situation with anthrax tremendously. And we don't have enough money just to pay for this drug development. In my opinion, we're losing a lot.
Alabek says vaccines make sense for something like smallpox because smallpox is contagious. Anthrax is not. The new study published in the journal Nature was funded in part by the Department of Health and Human Services, the same department which made the decision to stockpile the vaccine. Phil Russell is a physician and an advisor to HHS, and he disagrees with Alabek.
Well, Ken Alabek doesn't have the responsibility for the health of the American people.
Russell says he can imagine situations where you might really want enough vaccine for 25 million people.
A release of any magnitude is likely to contaminate very large areas and many, maybe several buildings, many buildings. Decontamination may be impossible in any reasonable period of time. Therefore, in order to be able to have access to those areas, you need a vaccinated group of folks.
But what if someone from out of town comes in and wants to go to one of the buildings? You going to vaccinate them at the door?
Well, no, I put them on antibiotics, but you see the problem, though.
Anthrax spores can hang around for decades under the right conditions. Russell says in the aftermath of a big attack, there could be a huge demand for a vaccine from people who would rather be safe. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.